It was a special thing to keep a record of them. You had papers all the way at 236 York, wanted Darlington 4, at booked it at 11 o'clock, put on at 12 o'clock.
And all this was had to be written down.
Oh, yeah. Your earphone on one thing, and you were married to a pencil, you had a pencil in your hand. Oh, you used that for dialing, of course. But, yes, you'd always a pencil and a piece of paper there all the time. It was just automatic, and you couldn't remember it all.
And those were the days when your pencils were like gold, weren't they?
Yes, yes. We had to have them.
Yeah.
Bit of rubber on the end so you could dial, you know.
Yes, I can remember seeing the little holders, because before you got a new pencil, you'd hand in the...
The metal hold, with a little bit at that end, a little bit at that end.
Because they were quite...
Oh, irrational things, weren't
they? Materials and things like that.
Yes, I don't think the railway were tight themselves, it's just they couldn't get hold of them. Mm. And the paper, now this is interesting. On a teleprinter, there's a big roll of paper, almost like a kitchen roll, but thick, thick paper. And you tear them off, of course, when you've done so much. Some could be big, some could be little. They were kept, of course. There was a copy, our copy. If anybody's sending to us, the whole copy came off and it was rolled up. So what they started to do was take that paper, put girls on, pasting them together again. Not the little ones, the big ones. Rolling them the other way and putting them through the machines again.
That was economy for you.
We didn't like that job, but it was easy. I mean, you just sit and talk all the time, just pasting away and putting a bit on. Usually the junior ones got to do that, then carefully roll it up again. It didn't always work quite as evenly, because obviously they weren't rolled as tight as the original ones were.
That was where to save paper.